Well, we've talked a little about the music, and now we're going to talk about the content of the music. Adele, what you've sung so far, what do you think the message really is?
Generally or specifically?
Well, specifically, what do you think you're saying in your music?
I say, somebody loves me, and you don't know it, but somebody loves you, and this is how to find out.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what do you think the concept of the whole group is and what they're singing and why they're singing it?
The group is enjoying singing, but moreover, enjoying the singing of things that they can say without a hassle of whether they believe it or not, but is singing things that they do believe.
You agree with that, Mike? Do you think the group as a whole are singing things that they really believe in?
Yes, I think so, because we get involved in our music. We like the music that we do. We love to express ourselves. It's the type of idea that if people could sing their troubles away, the world would be filled with song.
Kathy, do you think that's what they're doing, singing their troubles away, or do you think they're presenting a message?
I don't really think they're singing their troubles away, no. Singing's a relief from things, but I really think that we're trying to get a message across.
Okay, what's the message? Mike?
I don't think you can bring it down to one message, because there's many things we're trying to say. There are many things in life that are not good, and perhaps these are the things we're trying to get at, or just trying to show people a little bit of understanding, or trying to show them that they can have a little understanding for other people.
We talked about superficiality, Bob, a little time before, and what I'm hearing sounds pretty vague to me. Would you agree, or would you like to hang a little bit more on this?
I'd like to hang some more on it. I think that the concept of the people in the group may be a bit general, and it may be a bit basic, but it's real, and I think it's love.
Mr. Jenkins, I don't believe that you can say many things. You've got to say one thing many ways.
Okay, what are we saying?
I know what I'm saying, but it may not be the same thing that you're saying. If you're saying many things, well, then that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, let's get specific then. What are you saying in the many ways?
God loves you and me.
And you know about this personally, do you?
Yes.
How?
In an hour, or 3 days, or 3 years?
I asked you this before, and you,
Well, you can't. You can't take 3 seconds and tell somebody how you know God loves you. It's a whole experience.
You just know that he does, is that it?
Right, it's something you feel.
Would you say then that the concept, Kathy, of perhaps what some of the young people are saying, if not all of them, is their awareness that God loves them?
I think so. I think I would believe that. Perhaps people really don't know the way they feel towards God, but I think that everyone has some understanding of what God is and how he feels towards them.
And so this rather vague idea of reaching out and touch is more than just the symbolism of touching. It's God touching us, and in a sense us reaching out to touch other people, and therefore pass on this spirit of love and understanding. But at the very heart of what we're saying is that God first loves us, and then we can reach out to love others. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.